Well, one person is not convinced by a wealth tax, echoing Dean Hall here with his company. If you introduce it, it might as well be called the poverty plan, he says, and the ramifications would include a flight of capital, enterprise and innovation. Dr. David Law is a research fellow at the New Zealand Initiative, where he joined after several years in the economics department of the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. That's the OECD in Paris. Dr. David Law, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you don't buy a wealth tax at all?
No. So, maybe to give you a bit of context before getting into some of the detail on that, it's really good to see you're sort of starting to think about how we deal with paying for the crisis. As you know, we were in pretty good shape in terms of public debt last year at only about 19%. And that's forecast to go up to about 54% of GDP if we don't do anything. And from my perspective, I don't really think that's optimal because we've got to pay to service that debt. And it puts us at a lot of risk if we have another crisis in the near future or natural disaster. So I'm pleased you're thinking about this, but there are more options than just, if we want to tackle things a bit earlier, there are more options than just raising tax now, which I
give
think...
Give us an option. What are other sources of tax to fund this?
Not other sources of tax. So there are other options than taxing more, and in fact, taxing more in the middle of a recession is going to dampen growth even more. So in general, thinking about any tax raises, I would be opposed to that at the moment. And if you, what I think is better to do is try and get serious about a couple of things. One is our productivity performance has been rubbish for a long time, and we haven't really been very serious about tackling that. And the other is we haven't actually thought about the expenditure that we're already doing now, and whether or not that's still what we want to be doing, given that we have so many other higher priorities now, and whether or not some of that expenditure actually doesn't deliver.
Right. One economist said, look, if you are talking about finding a really big new source, you just have to look at taxing capital in some form, including tackling the question of investments on housing, and going on to say, look, paying for wage subsidies, industry rescue packages, quarantining, the list goes on. Economic mm-hmm. growth and spending cuts will only get you so far.
Spending cuts will get you a lot further than a wealth tax. So a wealth tax, as proposed by the Greens, I think the numbers don't stack up at all, but might raise about 2.5% of GDP. No, hardly anywhere else in the world has wealth taxes now. They've all been abolished. The highest one I'm aware of is Switzerland, that gets about 1% of GDP. And most of the countries that had them in the recent past, the average was about 0.2% of GDP. So they raise hardly anything.
Right.
Okay, annually. But, for example, if you think about expenditure changes in the area of retirement income policy, with minor changes, I can get that debt back to only 25% of GDP in 14 years, which is far more than a wealth tax.
It's good to have the program, and it's good that you raised that point, because we're going straight to retirement policy expert, Dr. David Hall from the New Zealand Initiative. Thank you very, very much for your time there. Okay, so Laura, you first. What do you make of what David said there? Taxation should actually be off the table. There are other ways to do it.
Yeah, I want to make 3 points, if that's all right. I'll try and make them quick. The first point is that it's not true that redistributing wealth and increasing taxes after a recession decreases growth. I mean, if we look at the US in the golden age of capitalism post-war, taxation was about 90% or higher, and there was huge amounts of innovation and growth during that time. The second point I want to make is that there are people in New Zealand who have super yachts and $200,000 cars, And then there are people who work 70 hours a week and cannot feed their kids, and that's fundamentally not okay. And so in a country as unequal as ours, I think it's obvious that we do need to rebalance wealth, wealth in our society. Sorry, if I can just make the third point, I think there's a bit of a myth that it's only the private sector that is the experts in innovation, when actually government are great innovators. Every single piece of technology that is in the iPhone was funded by the US government and other governments. And then you have these companies, you know, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Apple, who get extraordinarily rich from this technology and then don't pay any tax. They hide it. And so we need to be taxing more to fund the next rounds of innovation.